Hey everyone, how y'all doing? Man, this is your host Mo Salah, Soccer Scope. This is my new channel. You guys will be seeing videos from me talking about soccer around the world. Right now, I'll be focusing on Champions League, as is the hottest soccer show in town. Like I said, I'll be talking about games, players, what went good, what went wrong. Things to keep an eye on. Some fun. Some fun facts. Gotta keep you guys engaged and laughing every once in a while. With that being said, let's start the show. Hello guys, it's me again. I'm back. Like I said, we're gonna be talking about Champions League. It's the hottest show in town, and today we had a big time game between Atalanta and PSG, Paris. Everybody thought PSG gonna it's gonna be a walk in the park for PSG, but anybody that was watching Serie A, you will know right off the bat that Atalanta was one of the most successful offenses in the Italian league. I mean, these guys had, I think they're the second effective offense in Europe after Man City. So I knew it was going to be a tough game, with Mbappe, getting hurt a couple of weeks ago. Verratti, getting hurt, Angel Di Maria, and even the coach got hurt, like he broke his ankle. So I'm like, you can't make this stuff up, So I watched the highlights. I'm just going to go talk a little bit about the game. PSG started the game like they always do. They start pressing high, pressing strong, going on the counterattack. And they gave Atalanta a lot of trouble first 10 minutes. And we also Neymar, getting in front of the goalie. I thought it was going to be a goal, without a doubt. But all of a sudden, I thought I was watching Vinicius. I'm like, I don't know how Neymar switched from being Neymar to Vinicius. Like instead of shooting forward at the goalie, or picking an angle, dude just shot it all the way out. I'm like, it was just bizarre. And I think he had two more attempts after that, and it ended up with the same result. Right at the 15-minute mark, we've noticed that PSG kind of get a little tired, kind of slowing down the rhythm, and Atalanta getting more comfortable passing the ball around, which resulted in the first goal. It was a nice. They took advantage of a mistake by Juan Parnet, the left back for PSG. He wasn't watching the last guy, and that guy ended up sneaking up behind him, and it was a nice pass, and it was a nice play. And just to kind of highlight a fact, Keylor Navas. I mean, we all know Keylor Navas. Keylor Navas was one of the reasons that Real Madrid was able to win Champions League 3 times in a row. He was one of the architects of the three-peat for Real Madrid. Yeah, I mean, he had like some ridiculous saves in the first half before he ended up getting hurt and getting substituted in the beginning of the second half. With that being said, I mean, if you guys watch my Twitter account, I made a prediction at halftime saying that the game would end PSG winning 2-1. I'll be honest with you, I was kind of a little shaky because they ended up scoring in the last 5 minutes, which is kind of ridiculous. But man, I mean, second half came in, no changes. Atalanta was pressing hard. I literally felt like, PSG gonna lose hope. I mean, I literally thought PSG gonna be out. Until, I mean, Mbappe came in at the 60th minute. And as you guys see, we felt a little bit of rhythm coming back to PSG with Mbappe coming in. And then we had two more changes with Drexel coming in. And I forgot the third guy. But yeah, I mean, we had three changes. Gallara went out. Icardi, man, Icardi was a disaster. And I mean, just share a quick fact with you guys. Keylor Navas, the goalie, had 28 touches. I think Icardi has around maybe 18, 17 touches. I mean, the dude was he was missing in action big time. Like, I mean, I was surprised that he lasted that long. Like, it took to the 60th minute for PSG coach to replace him. But then, with that being said, I think right around the 80th minute, everybody thought PSG was going to be, following Real Madrid and Juventus. And then all of a sudden, you had that quick play. You had Moutinho coming in, and boom, first goal, like overpass, another pass, through pass, and it went in. The second one, same style, Neymar to Mbappe and Mbappe to Moutinho. I mean, the game was a lot of drama all the way to the last end. If you guys remember, like, after scoring the first goal, Neymar had a little huddle. And if I'm a better man, I would say he was just telling those guys, hey, let's just end the game. I'm not going to overtime. And they did. 3 minutes later, they scored the game. I'll take my hat off for Neymar. Neymar did everything today. He passed, he defended, he went through, he had shots on the goal, he gave assists. The only thing he didn't do, he didn't score. But I mean, he did everything else. I felt like, at some point, like he was kind of feeling desperate. I mean, I think that's his first time being the leader of the team. You always had like Cavani and Angel Di Maria, people that helping him share the load. But at this moment, I felt Neymar felt like, the full weight of the team on his shoulders. So good job to him. He won the man of the match. I mean, it was a good game. All right. With that being said, I would like to talk a little bit about tomorrow's game, which is going to be between Bayern Munich and Barcelona. Two things to get out of the way. I'm an avid Real Madrid fan. I'm like I'm a diehard Real Madrid fan. Yes, I love Cristiano Ronaldo, but I love Messi too. Don't get me wrong. Messi is one of the greatest players of all time. But I'm not going to go into the debate who's better or not. But man, but with Barca and what we've seen from Barca so far this year, I don't know. I don't think Barca is ready for prime time. I know they had a good showing with Napoli, but I don't know. I feel like Barca were really gonna get hurt. I'm just telling you guys that Bayern Munich did not play football or soccer, I should say, for like 2 months. Came in swinging 4-1 against Chelsea. And we all know Chelsea had key players that were hurt, but they came swinging like they were just playing yesterday. And Lewandowski, I'm sorry, Perisic, and the third guy, those three guys are deadly. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, my prediction, to be honest with you, I think Messi will score a goal, or maybe he will do an assist. Probably he's gonna score, but I think the game's gonna end with 3-1. I don't see a way around Bayern Munich. They're so organized. The defense is on point. The midfield is ridiculous. Their offense is on fire. I don't think Barca has the tools. Barca has, I mean, let me take a step back. Barca has an excellent offensive line, but their midfield looks like crap. I mean, like their midfield looks like it's a bunch of old dudes that don't want to move around. And if I'm gonna guess, I'm like, Kiki Setién is not gonna play Ricky Butch or one of the younger guys or Ansu Fati. Maybe at the last 10, 15 minutes when I realize, just let me throw the kitchen sink at it. Let me see what sticks. But guys, my prediction 3-1 Bayern Munich. I'm sorry, Barca fans, but it's not gonna happen this year. And if you guys end up winning, yo, I mean, definitely gonna be the finish him, the mortal combat finish him with Man City. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Like I said, this is my new channel. I would like to, I'll appreciate if you guys leave comments for me. Let me know how I did. Let me know if you have any questions, things that I missed out, things that you would like me to cover in the next video. And just, please subscribe to my channel. Hit the notification button, subscribe. And yeah, like it, please, and share it with your friends and family. Thanks again for watching, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye bye.